Come in.
Benjamin. Do you remember me?
Sure I do, Mr. Button. What happened to you?
Torn foot. Got infected, son. Oh. Welcome home, my friend.
See, you're still drinking your Sazerac with whiskey.
Creature app.
You still visiting the house on Bourbon Street?
Not for a long time. Interesting times, though. We went from making 40,000 to nearly half a million buns a day. We employed 10 times the number of people. We were operating around the clock. Damn shame. War has been kind to the bun industry. You know, I'm sick. I don't know how much longer I have.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Bun.
No, I don't have any people. I keep to myself. I hope you don't mind, but whenever possible, I'd enjoy your company.
I'll certainly do what I can.
Benjamin, do you know anything about buttons?
Now, Buttons has been in our family for 124 years. My grandfather was a tailor. He had a small shop in Richmond. After the Civil War, he moved to New Orleans, where my father had the wisdom to make our own buttons. So, with his help, the tailor shop grew to this. And today, I can't sew a stitch.
That's very, very interesting. You sure have done well for yourself. So, what can I do for you, Mr. Barton?
Benjamin, you're my son. I'm so sorry I never told you before.
You were born
the night the Great War ended. Your mother died giving birth to you. I thought you were a monster. I promised your mother I'd make sure you were safe. I should never have abandoned you.
My mother?
At the summer house on Lake Pontchartrain. When I was a boy, I'd love to wake up before anyone else, run down to that lake and watch the day begin. It was as if I was the only one alive. I fell in love the first time I saw her. Your mother's name was Caroline Murphy. She worked in your grandfather's kitchen. She's from Dublin.
In 1903, Caroline and all her brothers and sisters came to live here in New Orleans. I find excuses to go down to that kitchen just so I could look at her. April 25th, 1918. Happiest day of my life. The day I married your mother.
Why didn't you just tell me?
I plan on leaving everything I have to you.
I have to go.
Where?
Home.
And what does he think anyway? He think he can just show up and everything's supposed to be fine and dandy. Everybody's just supposed to be friends. Well, he got another thing coming, that's for sure. God be my witness, he got another thing coming.
Left us $18 that night you was found.
$18 ratty dollars and a filthy dime.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, baby.
Did I ever tell you? I was struck by lightning 7 times.